Last night, the House of Delegates voted to censure Delegate Marianne Lasanti, who represents Harford County, for her use of the N-word. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, the Democrat was heard using the racial slur to describe a district in Prince George's County during an event at a cigar bar in Annapolis back in January.
By Thursday night, calls for Lasanti to resign were coming from all directions. The Maryland Legislative Black Caucus, the state Democratic and Republican parties, the state branches of the American Civil Liberties Union and the NAACP, the governor, and members of the state's congressional delegation all said she should step down. But Lasanti says she won't resign. Instead, the House voted unanimously to issue a formal reprimand.
And whereas this conduct has brought dishonor to the entire General Assembly of Maryland, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Delegates of Maryland that Delegate Marianne Lasanti be censured by the House of Delegates.
Fellow Harford Delegate Rick Impalaria, a Republican, didn't vote. Speaking on the floor before the vote, House Majority Leader Kathleen Dume called it a sad day in the House.
The public expects and deserves legislators who hold themselves and each other to the highest standards. With this vote, we are saying as a body that racial slurs and racially charged language cannot and will not be tolerated by this House.
In addition to the censure, Lasanti was removed from the Economic Matters Committee, where, until this week, she led a subcommittee. She is required to have sensitivity training. Clearly angry, Lasanti said she had hoped to give a speech on the floor. Instead, she gave it to reporters after the House dismissed.
My intention was to make these remarks on the House floor because I thought that was appropriate. I thought it was important. I have sat quietly for the last couple of days, and I have some things that I wanted to say about this extremely, extremely unfortunate event.
But aides to House Speaker Michael Bush said she failed to follow the protocol to get the speaker's attention. Speaking with reporters, Lasanti told her version of what happened the night she was heard using the N-word.
It is apparent that some in attendance heard or thought they overheard an inappropriate word.
She said she does not believe she actually said the slur, but she took responsibility for it because she lacked, quote, independent verification. She recounted how, following the advice of Bush and the State Legislative Black Caucus, she apologized in person to the Democratic Caucus and wrote a formal letter of apology to the whole House of Delegates. She called the slur she has been accused of saying deplorable.
It is not in my vocabulary and does not represent my belief system, my life's work, or my heart.
Resigning, she said, would be taking the easy way out, and it would leave her constituents without a vote until her seat could be filled after the session ends. Instead, she laid out her path forward.
I am immediately reorganizing my office and looking to hire an individual that will help me reach out to diverse communities in my county so that may lead a way to better understanding and more opportunities.
She also said she will accept Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks' invitation to visit the county. In a statement Thursday night, Bush called Lasanti's use of the slur inexcusable. He wrote, quote, Delegate Lasanti has a lot of work to do to rebuild her relationships with her colleagues, her constituents, and the people of Maryland. I hope she is ready and prepared to put in the effort for the long road ahead. The State Conference of the NAACP plans to hold a press conference today, reiterating calls for Lasanti to resign. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.